It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, August 18th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American attorney and best-selling author Vincent Bugliosi, born in Hibbing, Minnesota in 1934. During his 8 years in the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office, he successfully prosecuted 105 out of 106 felony jury trials, which included 21 murder convictions without a single loss. He was best known for prosecuting Charles Manson and other defendants accused of the 7 Tate LaBianca murders of August 9th and 10th, 1969. Although Manson did not physically participate in the murders at Sharon Tate's home, Bugliosi used circumstantial evidence to show that he had orchestrated the killings. Along with Kurt Gentry, Bugliosi authored the book Helter Skelter in 1974, which presented the account of the investigation, arrest, and prosecution of Charles Manson and the so-called Manson family. During his high school years, Vincent's family moved to Los Angeles, and he graduated from Hollywood High School. He then went on to the University of Miami in Coral Gables on a tennis scholarship. In 1964, he received his law degree from UCLA, and he was president of his graduating class. As a Los Angeles County Deputy District Attorney, he successfully prosecuted Manson, Tex Watson, Susan Atkins, Patricia Krenwinkle, and Leslie Van Houten for the murders of Sharon Tate, Jay Sebring, Abigail Folger, Wojciech Rykowski, and Stephen Parent on August 8th, and Lino and Rosemary LaBianca on August 9th. His book, Helter Skelter, won an Edgar Award from the Mystery Writers Association of America as the best true crime book of the year. It spawned 2 television movies and is still the best-selling true crime book in publishing history, with over 7 million copies sold. In 1972, Bugliosi ran as a Democrat for Los Angeles County District Attorney against longtime incumbent Joseph Bush. He narrowly lost the campaign but ran again in 1976, losing a second time. Bugliosi subsequently became an outspoken critic of the media, lawyers, and judges in major trials, and he turned out a string of popular crime books, including Outrage, The 5 Reasons Why O.J. Simpson Got Away with Murder, and Reclaiming History, a massive, heavily documented presentation of his view that U.S. President John F. Kennedy was not murdered as the result of some elaborate conspiracy, and that he died just as the Warren Commission said he did, at the hands of Lee Harvey Oswald, acting alone. Bugliosi was a seemingly tireless writer. He did not own a computer and at one time did all of his research through library microfilm archives, cranking miles of microfilm through vintage readers and printing reams of copies. In his later years, he relied on his virtual secretary, Rosemary Newton, to help with these tasks. He also wrote all his books entirely in longhand, with Newton later transcribing his texts from stacks and stacks of yellow legal pads. Vincent Bugliosi died of cancer at age 80 at a Los Angeles hospital on June 6, 2015. He is buried in the legendary Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale, California. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 18th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.